But also, there's a kind of nervous laughter when you're like, yeah, I kind of half know what you're saying, but I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you can't know totally because I'm talking to, I'm in the same situation. I'm actually a tactile communicator like he's doing. He's trying to write tactility there. Most of my shows you can't totally get because I'm talking tactility.
Yeah.
You couldn't get it.
Yeah, and you have to rely on the eye to do the writing.
That's right, or you have to rely on the ear to do the hearing.
And and ordinarily we separate them so they're kind of discontinuous.
Just a minute. The tactile experience is not limited to one sense.
Yeah.
You basically can't communicate. Here, just a second. I'm just going to turn this off. I'm changing that. You can't communicate tactility. How can you?
Right.
That's why the world went nuts when tactility was extended. It was right in front of us. We were in objective awe. You cannot pin it down. And so, miraculously, Joyce intuited this and wrote a book that expressed that very incomprehensibility.
Yeah, but I think probably the mouth comes as close to tactility as we can get. So when you're reading Finnegan's Wake out loud, you've made the mouth tactile.
No, you've just made it oral. The Buzz Kostin's ridiculous YouTubes of me and James' stuff where you have this collage of imagery,
uh-huh.
And it may or may not be connected to what I'm saying. The blur is, the worse it is, he's getting closer to what tactility is.
Right.
You cannot visualize it. You cannot state it.
Yeah, but nevertheless, you're attempting to do so, and you're using morality to do it.
Yeah, I'm just collaging things, but if you accept the word tactile, you can say it. Then try to translate that to someone else. Scott Kent, can he call up his friend tomorrow and explain what Bob said? I doubt it.
No.
You have to hear the interview.
Yeah.
And be looking at the quotes so you can follow it. So, anyways, I was just impressed with what we're producing here because I had these quotes marked off. I mean, it's just so perfect what he's written. He's actually his material is perfectly, I mean, he couldn't get it better defining what I'm trying to talk about.
Yeah.
Well, that's a tribute to you, Scott, because you're getting into you're getting into a synchronistic flow. Because Bob, correct me if I'm wrong, Bob, but you kind of operate on coincidence, coincidence control, or what you refer to as an anachrony.
Yeah, I operate on the moment is perfect.
Yeah,
it's always perfect.
Yeah, and so if what you're getting in the moment is perfect, what you're getting from Scott is perfect, so Scott's got to be sort of tuned in on some level to be giving you perfect stuff.
Yeah, I guess it was time for Bob to explain the stuff, so somebody sent me the article.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, I've read this unknown tongue stuff over and over throughout the years, and I've always, just kind of glimpsed a little bit of, what the hell he was getting at. So this is great. I mean, that what you just went into is
it explains
kind of clarifying a pattern that I think it does kind of erupt all over the book. So
yeah, he's always wrestling, which is like Joyce. He kept repeating himself and showing the same pattern in each page. So let's. What was I doing? Did I read?
So Finnegan's
I know where to go next.
So Finnegan's Wake is. Go ahead.
Just one funny little anecdote I just thought of actually while you were talking earlier. I forgot to mention to you about 15 years ago or so. I think it was when I was living with Dave actually, and for some reason I had this book out and he was kind of looking at it with me. But he's never really been that interested in rock criticism.
No, he lives it.
Exactly. But he sort of he kind of had gone through little periods where it's like, oh yeah, I'd like to check that out or whatever. So he was actually working on this song. And he read the last page of the book for some reason. I can't remember why he turned to the last page. And I remember the two things he said. He said, this is basically the song I'm working on right now. And it totally was. And he also said, this is totally Bob.
Ah!
He said if Bob had written a book about rock in the 60s, this would be it.
No,
something to that effect.
No, that's, and Dave's right. He's the only one who could say that because he wouldn't read that stuff because he says, look, I get the best explanation of what I think is happening, what I intuit, from Bob. And so if it gets right, he said, well, that's just approximating Bob. I totally understand that.
Yeah.
I mean, he's one of the few people in the world who's heard me talk for so many years, other than Bob Marshall, and we talk about what he's interested in, rock and that. So I can understand him saying, "Oh, this sounds like Bob." That's neat to know. Okay, so we better start up. I've got all these different quotes, and I can go.